And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
This is Sharon Hill, president of Sharon Hill International. Welcome to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. I'm talking today with the lovely Susan Henry, who along with her husband Peter Henry are the owners of I Love Healthy Chocolate, which is an international chocolate business. Hello, Susan.
Hey, Sharon.
We're going to be talking today about losing weight with chocolate. Susan, when most people think about chocolate, they think of a wonderful delicacy, be it white, be it dark, be it what are the dark chocolate?
Milk.
Milk, chocolate, white chocolate.
There you go.
We always think about yummy delicacy that causes us to gain weight if we eat too much of it. But your company focuses on how we can use chocolate to be healthy and lose weight. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, that's absolutely true, Sharon. Chocolate in general is considered to be, you know, a delicacy. I mean, a billion people eat chocolate every day. People love chocolate. But what has historically been consumed is candy. Our company has shifted the focus from chocolate candy, which is filled with refined sugar, preservative, waxes, fillers, and added caffeine, to what the Mayans and the Aztecs consumed, which is real chocolate. It's a functional food.
A functional food.
Functional food. So what our company has done is they have used a patented process to cold press the cocoa, which retains all the nutrition and all the delicious rich flavor. And as a result, our bodies receive the chocolate like food, not like candy. So the calories are utilized efficiently instead of empty calories coming in as sugar and, you know, quite frankly, foods that the body does not recognize.
Right.
So it's the difference between a real food and a candy. And our chocolate is delicious, but it's also real food.
Now, you mentioned the Mayans and the Aztecs.
Yes.
Were they the first ones to be able to appreciate chocolate in this fashion?
You know, chocolate has a rich history, and that's kind of our first marker, if you will. The Mayans and the Aztecs drank chocolate as a beverage. And it was so coveted in their society that only the warriors and the elites were eligible to consume this delicious chocolate beverage. In fact, cocoa beans were traded as currency.
My goodness.
And more valuable than gold. So truly a rich history. And then the Spaniards, of course, were introduced to it when they came in to basically conquer the civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Spaniards brought it back to Europe, and then they were still drinking it as a beverage. When the Dutch got a hold of chocolate, they were the first to turn it into a solid chocolate. And that is where milk chocolate was born. So essentially, the Dutching process turns the liquid chocolate into a solid chocolate, along with some other things, not to get too technical.
Yes.
But then chocolate candy was born.
So chocolate candy is the bad guy in this chocolate scenario in terms of weight gain. So what's the difference with your chocolate, Susan?
The difference is, number one, we have that cold pressing method, which retains the nutrition. Number two, we do not use any sort of preservative, waxes, fillers, no refined sugar. All the calories that are in our chocolate are utilized. We add acai and blueberry, very high antioxidant capacity. And it is so real and pure that it's just, you know, efficiently absorbed by the body. And it's fuel. It's fuel for the body.
So how does one lose weight with this product?
That's a very interesting story. You know, I was drawn to this chocolate because of the cardiovascular benefits. And what a great subject for February, because February is Heart Health Month. And sadly, in my family, we have a very high risk for cardiovascular disease. So I learned about the heart health benefits of chocolate at a young age. But when my clients started using Heshosa Healthy Chocolate and enjoying it, some of my girls and ladies came back to me and said, Susan, I think I may have lost about 5 pounds eating this chocolate. So I began to research it. And what I found is there are three reasons that our chocolate, not all chocolate, but our chocolate, will help people lose weight. Number one, and probably the most important, it curbs cravings. Because the chocolate is so rich and satisfying, because the cocoa butter content is so high, there is a satiation factor. Now, I defy anyone to put a bowl of M&Ms in front of them and only eat two.
Right.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible. Whereas with Shosei Healthy Chocolate, you really can have two pieces of our chocolate and not be tempted to have a bunch more. So it is a satiation factor. It curbs our cravings. And as a result, we find that we're not craving other things like junk food, like fast food, like caffeine and sugar.
Susan, what form is this chocolate?
Our chocolate is, it's, you mean our chocolate?
Yes,
in general?
Your chocolate.
It comes in, we have four solid chocolates, if you will, and we have a beverage, and we have a wonderful new product that's a high protein shake, which is really helping people lose weight. And we also have a healthy energy drink. So we have a very diverse product line, and we like to say that we have a product that can fit every lifestyle.
So in an average day of a meal, how much chocolate would I have to ingest in order to take advantage of what this product offers?
That's a great question. We recommend 3 pieces of chocolate a day. And if you're looking to lose weight, we recommend that you have your chocolate closer to a meal. For instance, you may want to have a piece of chocolate a half hour before lunch and a half hour before dinner. If you're a person that craves sweets, you want to have it when you're craving those sweets. The people who have lost the most weight have consumed chocolate before a meal.
Before a meal.
Yes.
And how big is that piece of chocolate? Is it as big as one of those mega gold bars, or is it a small, tiny
square? It's deceptively small. I mean, people look at our chocolate and they say, well, that's not a big piece. But then after they have it, they're surprisingly full, surprisingly satisfied. And it's because of the purity of the content, the nutritional factor of the cocoa, and the lack of refined sugar. Sugar sets up a craving cycle, which does not happen with our product.
Is it possible for someone to be so much in love with the flavor of this chocolate that they can overdose on your chocolate?
I have been asked how much is too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard question to answer because I find most people are not tempted to overeat it. I did have somebody who attempted to eat about 7 or 8 pieces in a row, and we decided that was too much.
Oh, my goodness. 7 or 8 pieces.
Yeah.
They must really like the chocolate.
Yeah, we decided that was a little too much. So, yeah.
You mentioned that you did some research. What is your background to do the research to make sure this was a good product?
I've had a personal health journey that made me very passionate about health and wellness. I overcame severe respiratory illness in my 20s. I still have asthma, but I have it very much under control. And I researched nutrition, alternative health practices. I was at a point in my life where traditional medicine was not able to address a chronic situation that I had. So, you know, I really just took it upon myself to do research. And what I found is nutrition is essential in helping the body heal. If we can give our bodies real food, our bodies have the tools they need to maintain health. Now, I'm oversimplifying because obviously there are situations where you must have a doctor. You must get medical treatment. I'm not suggesting you don't want to take prescriptions. But if you're at a point in your life that you're searching for ways to maintain optimal health, I believe that nutrition is an essential tool. So I was fascinated to find healthy chocolate. It's fascinating.
You mentioned the acai berry. That's very hot these days, the acai berry.
Yes.
Is that the key component that combined with the chocolate works all this magic?
There's a synergy that's going on, but the key really is the unprocessed cocoa. That's the critical component in our product that nobody else has. The acai berry does work synergistically with the cocoa along with the blueberry to give us an antioxidant capacity that's really off the charts. And something I'd like to mention is our company certifies the levels of antioxidants in our chocolate.
Certifies.
Yes, it's important. We have a laboratory, an independent laboratory called Brunswick Lab that literally certifies every piece of chocolate. And they have a test which can identify the ability of food to fight free radicals, which is what antioxidants actually do. So, you know, you'll hear of products like loaded with antioxidants.
Right,
well,
right.
How many? And,
Oh. You
know, that's what really makes us quite special is the certification process.
The certification process. Susan, hold on because we're going to take a short break. To our listeners, I'm here today with Susan Henry of I Love Healthy Chocolate. This is Sharon Hill.
You're listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We're back. This is Sharon Hill, and I'm having a conversation with the lovely Susan Henry of I Love Healthy Chocolate, an international chocolate business. Susan, before we took the break, you were mentioning how your product fights free radicals.
Yes.
And it's heavy and measured, certifiably measured with... what's the term you use?
Antioxidants. Yes.
Can you expand on that discussion? Because that to me is very critical.
Well, this is really relevant, especially for anyone who's looking for optimal health. And a quote that I really love and I use a lot is, the amount of antioxidants that we consume is directly proportional to how long and how well we will live.
Ooh.
So clearly we want to consume antioxidants.
Right.
And just very quickly, free radicals are these bad toxins that are running around in our bodies. They're, you know, literally, technically, they're unpaired molecules that grab onto things in our body so they can be paired.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they grab onto the healthy stuff first because they want to be strong. So what we want to do is we want to introduce things into our body that can negate them. Our body produce a very minimal amount of antioxidants, but we must ingest them. And plant-based antioxidants are the most powerful on the planet. Cocoa is a plant. Chocolate grows on a tree, basically.
Okay.
And cocoa is the number one antioxidant on the planet. People do not realize that. Way more powerful than broccoli, spinach, oranges, blueberries. The key is, though, it needs to be pure, unprocessed. So the fact that our company has that capacity to put that in the chocolate, that's what delineates us. And that's why we certify our levels so high.
I remember seeing you give a presentation once, and I thought it was the acai berry that was the highest in antioxidants.
It's number two. It's number two.
So cocoa number one. Pure cocoa.
Correct. Exactly.
Then the acai berry.
Number two.
So when you mentioned you put those two together, that's mm-hmm. a heck of a combination.
Absolutely.
I also remember, Susan, when you gave the presentation that I saw that knocked my socks off, you showed how many tomatoes, how much lettuce, how much broccoli you'd have to eat to get the same proportion
of
your chocolate.
One daily serving of our chocolate, which three pieces is considered one daily serving, the equivalent of 10 to 12 servings of fruits and vegetables. And oftentimes we do have a display, a beautiful display of 6 pounds of tomatoes or 2 pounds of raw spinach or a pound of blueberries. And we want you to eat fruit and vegetables. I love fruits and vegetables, but how many of us can eat that many? You know, Peter and I tried to eat the equivalent amount of tomatoes. It took us 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
And the cost factor. It's way more expensive to buy 6 to 7 pounds of tomatoes than it is to eat 3 pieces of chocolate a day. So, you know, we simply can't eat enough to get enough antioxidants. We must find another source. And if you give me the choice, chocolate.
Chocolate. We're talking chocolate here.
Absolutely.
Well, Susan, I know our listeners are probably foaming at the mouth to understand how they can get in touch with you because we're talking chocolate after all.
Yes.
How can our listeners get in touch with you?
Our phone number is 919-969-7047.
One more time.
919-969-7047. And we live here in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And our website, if I may give that,
please,
is www.ilovehealthychocolate.com.
Thank you, Susan. Now, I know that a lot of folks might be pure vegetarians. Those who say, might have a question about how pure is this product? Will it go against my ethics for the way I eat? What do you have to say to people like that or anybody who might be skeptical because of their diet or chronic disease about taking your product?
The wonderful thing about our product, first of all, the owner of our company, Jeanette Brooks, is diabetic. And when she created Shosai Chocolate, her mission was to create a diabetic-friendly product. Now, notice that I didn't say sugar. Free. That's totally different. And quite frankly, the sugar substitutes that people are eating are probably worse than real sugar if you are diabetic.
That's a shock.
It's interesting, because sugars that are not real in the body cause an insulin spike that can be somewhat greater. It depends on the individual. But I always say diabetic friendly, and it's important people know we're not sugar free. We have a crystallized cane juice in our chocolate, which is low glycemic. So very, very easy on the body, especially in a diabetic body, because it does not cause an insulin spike. So diabetic friendly and vegetarian friendly. We do not use, we don't use any animal products in our chocolate. And the product itself is pure, natural. Nothing is introduced in the way of preservatives. And vegetarians can be very comfortable eating our chocolate.
And where is the product produced?
This is a Belgian chocolate, which many people are happy to hear because, of course, the Belgians know how to...
Belgians and chocolate.
Belgians know chocolate.
I know.
So it's Belgian chocolate, and our headquarters for our company, our corporate company is in Reno, Nevada.
He's in Reno.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. So we're talking about a very, very healthy chocolate here with certifiable proof as to how many antioxidants are in the product.
Yes.
Susan, can I ask, what made you decide to start your company?
Well, Peter and I were living in Southern California. My husband was previously in the hotel industry, and he was renovating a very large resort hotel. We went to a dinner party, and we were sitting there having, just coffee after dinner. And one of our friends put out some chocolate, and we tried it. And we said, well, this is good. What is this? And our friend Bob said, it's healthy chocolate. And we laughed. Oh, yeah, healthy chocolate.
Right, healthy chocolate.
Well, one thing leads to another. We began consuming it, and we loved it. And Peter, believe it or not, reversed his periodontal disease consuming this wonderful product. Now, did this happen overnight? Absolutely not. It took 3 to 6 months. But do we know it's the chocolate? Yes, we do, because Peter has, we have a very strict diet because my husband has a health issue. He can't consume a lot of salt. So the only difference in our diet was Shosai Healthy Chocolate, and we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is what had turned the corner for
Ergo,
Peter.
It had to be the chocolate.
Absolutely.
And if I can tell our listeners, when Peter gave the presentation that I also heard when you mentioned the periodontal situation, for those of you who go get your regular checkups and you notice they go around your mouth and say 2-2-3-3-4-6-1-1-1, they're checking the depth of the... What's the correct term there, Susan?
It's the gum. It's the pockets.
Pockets. The
yes.
pockets. Thank you. It's your gums. Peter said he was as much as a 10.
Yes.
And when he went back after taking the chocolate, it was down to maybe a 4, a 3. Well, that rocked me as well because I'm very familiar with those numbers for the pockets.
Yes.
And he attributed that to the chocolate.
Well, it was funny, Sharon, because we had our dental appointments at the schedule at the same time, and I was sitting in the waiting room waiting for my appointment and flipping through a magazine, and I heard the hygienist come out and say, I think I have the wrong file for Mr. Henry.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that a testimonial?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was great.
So that's what both of you say, we should look into this.
When you have such a personal, powerful experience that's so positive, it inspires you. And it moved us to share this with the world. And Peter decided to retire. And as we literally drove back across the United States to North Carolina, to our permanent home here in Chapel Hill, we said, let's bring chocolate with us.
There we are.
So we pioneered healthy chocolate in North Carolina, and we love it. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, would I be doing this? I would have never thought yes.
So this is new.
But
this is fresh.
Brand new. It's fresh. It's wonderful. And we're meeting just exceptional people. It's been great.
Is it a franchise? Do other people sell it in the country or in the world?
This is not a franchise. This is people are independent distributors for the company. And this is what's known as a network marketing business model, something that both Warren Buffett and Donald Trump both have invested in personally. So as a business model, very, very much the wave of the future.
A business model in which you're saving people's lives, I would imagine.
Well, that's the greater joy.
Yes.
The greatest joy for both of us, Peter and myself, is we literally have been a part of changing people's lives with better health and greater wealth.
Yes.
And the stories, they... they give you joy. And, you know, this is our greater why. This is why we do what we do, and it's very inspirational.
I want you to hold that thought, because when we come back for our third segment, I know that you are a very giving woman. All the times I've known you, your business is a part of it, but you do so much more. So hold on a second. Right. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Susan Henry of I Love Healthy Chocolate. Thanks for listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. It's Sharon Hill talking to Susan Henry, who is, with her husband, the owner of I Love Healthy Chocolate, International Chocolate Company. Susan, during our last discussion, you were talking about giving back. And I interrupted you to say, I know that you are a woman who gives back tremendously. Tell us what you do in the Chapel Hill area. Are you a member of the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce?
We are a member of the Chapel Hill Chamber. We love the group because it provides us with so many opportunities to network and meet wonderful people. The events are always lovely and well-attended and fun. It's fun.
It's just a fun, good group
and a giving group.
Right. And you're also a member of the Chapel Hill Leads Group?
Chapel Hill Leads Group. Yes. I would say that that really helped us jumpstart our business.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget my first meeting. I had no idea what to expect, and I walked in on a Wednesday morning, and there were a lot of people in the room, and had no idea I was going to give a 30-second. But it was, you know, it's a welcoming group. It's a warm group. It has become a family
to us.
And, yes, we get wonderful business leads and opportunities, but irregardless, it's really Wednesday morning is a special time. It's a community time. It's a family time. And if I miss it, and I try not to, but it's a hole in my week. It's an absence. So we feel so grateful because it really helped us launch our business, and we were received so warmly and treated with such respect.
And it focuses on relationship marketing, which you're so good at in terms of understanding people, getting to know you, getting to like you. And speaking of getting to know you, like you, let's hear more about your personal, what brought you to Chapel Hill, about your life. I'm a big believer, and we may have one listener who may say, oh, she's from X-Town. I'm from X-Town.
Yeah.
This is my homegirl. I have to call her. So tell us a bit about your history and tell what brought you from where you're born. Not every detail, but brought you to Chapel Hill.
You know, my dad was in the Air Force. My dad was a colonel, a fighter pilot in the Air Force. And as a girl, I moved a lot. I remember when I first met Peter, he challenged me and he said, well, what's a lot? And I started counting and I said, do you want me to go past 30 times or should I keep?
30 times.
So, you know, being the child of, brought up in the military, it's an unusual life. But honestly, Sharon, I didn't realize that until my dad retired and quote unquote went into civilian life. I thought everybody lived the same way.
That was the norm for you.
Had no idea.
Oh my goodness.
So it really did help me to develop a strong sense of confidence. And I love being around people. I'm very shy, actually, as a person, but it has drawn me out.
I'd never know it.
And so that's my childhood.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to say where I'm from because I'm from everywhere. But born in Colorado, spent a lot of time in California. That's where I met Peter. Graduated from UC Berkeley. Moved to Sonoma Valley, met Peter 23 years ago, started our wonderful adventure together, and Chapel Hill, that is a great story. So my sister's living in Charlotte, North Carolina. We are visiting, and Peter is a huge college basketball fan. Loves Dean Smith.
That's my kind of guy.
And so my brother-in-law took Peter on a drive to Chapel Hill from Charlotte. This is way before cell phones. So he calls me from a payphone on Franklin Street, and he said, we're moving to Chapel Hill.
Just like that?
And I said, sign me up.
He loves it
so
that much.
You know, we moved here 12 years ago.
Yes.
And we've had our permanent home here, but again, being in the hotel business, we moved around a lot. But I love it here, and I love the graceful pace of life, the warmth, the hospitality. There's a civility to life here that I love.
Yes.
And a college town, of course, there's, you know, wonderful, rich such youthful spirit and energy and diversity. And there's just, I love Chapel Hill.
You're not alone. Your blood must run sky blue.
It runs blue.
It's outside of heaven, as we say.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I imagine, too, in Chapel Hill, are a lot of your clients Chapel Hillians who can come by your home when you have the demonstrations, for example?
That's interesting. We actually have developed a team, and we have fabulous, we're blessed to have leaders in Raleigh. We have leaders in Burlington. We're developing a team in Greensboro. We actually have, we're international, so Peter and I actually have leaders in all parts of the country and the world. But in this area, we have a core group of people that have helped us position our chocolate in a way that we could have never done alone. And not only that, Sharon, these people will be lifelong friends. And I say this and I mean it with all sincerity. This chocolate is like a magnet for some of the most amazing people we've ever met. And to think that we never would have met them, you know, it's impossible because they're so close and they're like lifelong friends now. So
sounds like it's all come together right here in Chapel Hill, Susan.
It really has.
I see you with so many benefits. I saw you at the Festival of Trees. You're a big supporter of anyone who is giving back to the community, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
As well as saving people's lives and helping them stay healthy with the chocolate. So thank you for telling us about your life. So 30 cities or 30 locations you lived in. We can't pinpoint exactly where.
Yeah, we won't go through the whole laundry list.
No. That's fascinating. And UC Berkeley, that's got to be a story in itself. My goodness, San Francisco. Well, let's get back to the chocolate, Susan, because there's been a term that you've mentioned a few times. I think our listeners should hear. You said so shy chocolate. Can you spell so shy chocolate? Just where the term come from and what's so shy all about?
Yes, Xocai is spelled X-O-C-A-I, and X-O comes from the Aztec word for chocolate, which is chocolatl, and C-A-I comes from the acai berry. So those are our top two ingredients, and we combine them together into the word Xocai.
Got it. I've often wondered about that. Yep. It sounds like the Mayan, or was it Aztec?
Both cultures, but the chocolatl term is Aztec. It's an Aztec term.
Who discovered that the Mayans and the Aztecs had all this wonderful product, and then the company is in Belgium, because Belgian chocolate, Mayan, Aztec chocolate or cocoa, whatever. How did this all come together? What year was this company born?
Our company is 6 years old, and it was really the vision of our owner, our founder, Jeanette Brooks. Jeanette is a person that you would love. She reminds me of you, generous, giving, visionary.
Thank you.
Just a brilliant woman with a very generous soul. And so her mission was to, as I said, initially create diabetic-friendly chocolate. But when she did her research and found the health benefits of pure chocolate, her mission then became, well, why can't I make the healthiest chocolate? So in that process, she then came across a family in Belgium that had this special patent.
I see.
And one thing led to another. So she loved the history of the Mayans. She thought that added, you know, a very rich element. And in her travels came across this family in Belgium. Mm-hmm. And that's how the two sort of joined together.
Right.
Yes.
So was she did you say she's a chemist or biologist?
No,
or?
Jeanette was actually a high school principal. Yes.
Go figure.
I know, go figure.
Okay.
And she's had a very interesting life. But what we all love about Jeanette in our company is that she is humble. She's walked the walk. She's earned her success, and it hasn't changed her. And so everyone can relate to Jeanette. And, you know, just her humility, even in spite of the fact that she, you know, she's a millionaire, a multimillionaire.
Oh, my. With this business, with this product?
Absolutely.
That is amazing. Yes. Is she the one who named it Xocai?
She did. She did. She came up with the term Xocai.
Yes. And I like your name, too, the I Love Healthy Chocolate, because everyone can relate to that title as a product.
Yes.
To get them going for their own health.
Absolutely.
Tell me what struggles you've had in keeping your business going, if any.
Well, I would say that the number one obstacle probably is the business model, is overcoming maybe just lack of information about how we do what we do and how we're different than some of the other companies. Peter and I did our due diligence. We learned. We knew nothing about relationship marketing or network marketing. But we have come to believe that this truly is one of the most solid business models that we have available to us. Because honestly, Sharon, we always refer. We refer things that we love to people.
Yes.
And it's very natural. And we bring in friends and family, and we talk to people about things we love. So it's a very natural form of doing business. And you can fit it into your lifestyle as opposed to changing your lifestyle to work around a business model. And I have to say, I love the freedom and flexibility of not having to work for somebody else.
That has got to be a key element. And let's talk about that when we come back into our fourth segment. Let's continue with a quick break. This is Sharon Hill talking again with Susan Henry of I Love Healthy Chocolate. Stand by. This is Today's Business on 1360 WCHL.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We're back with Susan Henry, the owner with her husband of I Love Healthy Chocolate. Susan, before the last break, I'd asked you about any struggles that you've had with your business. And you mentioned maybe the model, the marketing model may have been a concern. But tell us more about that.
Well, In the process of educating ourselves, we learned many things. First of all, that referral marketing, relationship marketing is very natural, particularly I think for women who basically if you walk in with a fabulous pair of shoes, I'm going to say, Sharon, where did you get those wonderful shoes? And you're going to tell me this is what it is. It's sharing things that we love and we're interested in with people that are surrounding us. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I learned in the process of educating myself is women do very well in this business model of relationship and network marketing. In fact, I believe the statistic is that close to 80% of the women who earn $100,000 or more every year are executives in network marketing.
How do you like that?
So that really got my attention.
That should do it. Yes, indeed. That's
yes.
The way. That's the way to do it.
Yes.
The old days of here's my business card, call me, are over. Relationship marketing is taking over 80%, you say, of women.
I believe so. Yes, it's in that neighborhood.
That's impressive, and that's something to focus on.
Yes.
Now, Susan, as I look at you, listeners, when if you ever see Susan Henry, she's a beautiful woman. You would never know she met her husband 23 years ago, if I have that right.
That's correct.
So I'd say the product speaks for itself. Would you attribute the product to your youthful, sylph-like appearance? What's it done for you? What is So Side Chocolate done for you and your family?
My benefits have been a little less dramatic than Peter's, but you know, Sharon, I used to drink a lot of coffee and I used to eat a lot more sugar because I have low blood pressure. And for anyone out there who has low blood pressure, they understand that the energy level is not consistent throughout the day. So I would find myself at 3 o'clock or 2:30 or 4 o'clock reaching for a coffee or maybe a snack that had sugar in it. And so I have found I have zero cravings. In fact, I don't put sugar in my oatmeal.
Whoa.
I don't need sugar. Mm-hmm. I eat a minimum of 3 or 4 pieces of chocolate every day. And now that we've introduced this wonderful new high-protein shake, I'm also having a shake, and I'm eating my meals. So the calories that I'm consuming are so efficiently absorbed that it's not a weight problem. It doesn't cause you to gain weight. In fact, I started losing weight when I ate the chocolate, so I had to be very careful that I had my chocolate in between meals instead of close to meals.
Susan, you're so thin. Were you thin when you started taking the product, and that's why you said you had to be careful of losing weight?
Weight has never been a challenge for me. I mean, genetically, my mother was very small, and I think I have a pretty high metabolism, but, I have other challenges. I have asthma. I have low blood pressure. My energy level hasn't always been consistent. So, I think everybody has something they're dealing with. And for me, the chocolate has addressed my health needs, and I'm way over 40. So I know I'm losing muscle mass. And with our newest product, I'm able to keep and maintain my health and my muscle mass with this high protein shake, which is phenomenal. So the product line has served me well, and I use it for wellness to maintain my health because thank you, God, I'm gifted with health.
Yes.
But for those who are searching for better health, this is also a good answer as well.
So you never had to worry about going buying all new clothes because you monitored your weight loss and you can still wear the, what are you, a zero petite? You're so tiny, my goodness.
Well, I have a great story about a team member if I can share it.
Please do.
Tracy Decker Todd, shout out for Tracy, who's a fabulous, fabulous girl, young lady actually in Raleigh. Tracy started consuming our newest product, the protein shake, which is a combination of the unprocessed cocoa and a whey protein isolate in June, and to this date she has lost almost 70 pounds.
How long did it take her to drop 70 pounds?
Well, since June.
Since
so
you
now,
said that. Oh,
yes.
My gracious. 70.
And Tracy is a person that is highly disciplined. I will tell you that she followed the program perfectly. So is this a system that will work for people who are just not quite as disciplined? Probably not. But the first month, Tracy was almost bedridden because she had joint replacement surgery on her thumb, and she was losing weight while she was actually almost unable to get around.
Right.
So, you know, this is a unique system and a unique product. You know, I won't take up all the time talking about it, but I share the story because it's so inspirational.
It is.
And, you know, Tracy, we've watched her become this, you know, this version of herself that she strove to become.
Yes.
She has always been beautiful. I mean, always been wonderful. There's no question of that. But she has now achieved a goal that she probably never dreamed she would achieve. So being a part of that has been magical. Absolutely
magical.
And I
imagine now, for the rest of her life, she's going to be on this regimen. Is that the idea?
Yes. The idea is that you get to a maintenance level instead of, you know, trying to maximize weight loss. And it's exactly what I'm doing. It's eating the chocolate and consuming one shake a day to maintain health and wellness. So it's, you know, it's really not complicated, and it's delicious, and it's fun, and, you know, it's not a diet. It's just, it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. Yeah. I still imagine you advise people to see their doctors before they start this program?
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I do want to say one thing. This is not a magic bullet. This is not a cure-all. This is a functional food product that can be introduced into a diet to get wonderful, beneficial results.
Mm-hmm.
In no way do we recommend stopping anything you're doing. If you want to investigate the system that Tracy utilized, you'd want to be under the supervision of your doctor. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because there, in no way are we making medical claims. We're sharing things that we have, you know, witnessed and that we have been a part of. So this is not the cure-all magic silver bullet.
Good to know. Very
yeah.
good to know.
Yeah.
Susan, what happens if, say, someone goes on a cruise, pigs out for an entire week, when they come back, gets back on the regimen?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that after a week or so, they'd be back to where they were before they took the cruise, hopefully?
Well, I can't believe you said that, because we did go on a cruise.
Ah.
We won a cruise from our company. Tracy was on the cruise.
Tracy was on the cruise. Okay.
And Tracy came home and couldn't believe, I think she gained maybe 2 pounds. You know, I might be speaking out of school. It might have even been a little less, but it's no big deal, you see, because her body almost had a self-regulating mechanism now, with an efficient metabolism, with proper hydration. I mean, she had introduced so many great elements and so much good nutrition into her body that things were working. So, yes, yeah, so
it
go
worked.
On a cruise.
Oh,
have
my,
a great
my.
Time. And you know, come home and restart.
I'm thinking on a cruise, the temptation to eat, even if you're not hungry, the 24/7 midnight buffet and desserts and everything.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of this. I know before I go on the cruise, I don't want to eat anything. Next mm-hmm. thing you know, I feel like the fatted calf because I eat everything.
Yeah.
With this product, when it curbs your appetite,
yes.
does that mean you aren't quite as tempted to eat all the stuff that's being laid out in front of you for free for the pickings?
Absolutely. In fact, that was my experience, and that was our whole team's experience, that things that looked or seemed tempting previously, when you were offered this product on, you know, a sweet dessert or something, you have 2 bites and that's all you need.
That's it.
So don't give up the wonderful, you know, indulgences of life. Don't miss out on pizza night with your kids, and don't miss out on having an ice cream cone, and don't miss out on going on the cruise and having these fun little, you know, midnight buffets. But you'll find it's not so much, it's more the experience. It's not about the food.
That's it.
It
That's
really
what you
is.
Were saying. It's the
yeah.
experience. It's the life change
yep.
and having your cravings knocked out,
exactly.
which is remarkable.
Yes.
Susan, once again, please tell people how they can contact you if they want more information.
The phone number is 919-969-7047.
One more time.
919-969-7047. And website, www.ilovehealthychocolate.com.
Well, Susan, you're an absolute joy. Was there anything else you'd like to add before we close up? Because this has been so educational. I've learned a lot about chocolate and how chocolate can now not only save a life, but you can enjoy it the whole time you're eating it as well.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Sharon. It's a pleasure to know you. And I got to know you at Chapel Hill Leeds.
That's
so
right.
One of the many blessings of belonging to that group. And I just have to end by saying, go Heels.
Go Heels.
Let's beat Duke next week.
Go Heels. We can do it. I love it, love it, love it. And March Madness every year.
Yes.
Something I look forward to.
Exactly.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for coming and talk to us.
Thank you.
And thank you for educating the group, our audience, on what your products offer.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. I'm Sharon Hill, and you've been listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Thank you for listening.